would work as planned. And so I thought, what actually happens when you build on something that's not very firm? So, oh, Heather's brought this out. Brilliant. So here's my pillow. Okay. It's a bit dirty, but never worry. We'll put the pillow there. And what we're going to do is we're just all going to start queuing up. And everybody's going to lift a brick. And we're going to build a Jenga tower on the pillow. And we'll see how far we can get before it all falls down. So we start with Cora. And everybody's just going to come out. And we'll go through the rows. And we'll see how far. So Cora, on you come. Right, keep coming, Zara. Come on, you put your brick there. Right, and then you go to the back of the queue again. So you go there. You go there. Who's next? Okay, you put your brick that way. Okay, you match yours up and yours up. Okay, keep going. Ellie. Right. Ellie. Right, here we go. Alright. Make sure you get that tower all built. Okay, and once everybody's had, you just keep going around and join the queue again. Alright. There we go. Right. Cora, come on, come on, come on. Keep coming. Right, you put yours on, Cora. All right, now remember, you're not allowed to straighten it up. You just have to put it on, that's it. Okay, keep going. They're better builders than what they were in Colorado, I have to say. Oh, this is, oh!
No!
It fell down. It fell down. Why did it fall down?
Because
the pillow. And the pillow, yeah, it had no firm foundation. Right, let's push them all onto the ground. Okay. All on the ground. Let's get rid of that. We don't need that. And let's see what happens whenever we build this on something solid. So who was next? Reese. Right, we'll start here. Right, keep going, keep moving around. Keep moving around. Alright, let's get this all built. Do the same thing. Okay. There you go. Build. Go ahead. Put your building on. Keep going quickly, quickly, quickly. We have to keep going quick. Yep. Keep going quick. Take a brick. Keep going, keep going. Keep coming around. Right, keep coming around. Come on, go on, Reese. There you go. Okay. There you go, Zara. You keep going. Cora, keep going. Let's see how high we can get it this time. Okay. That's us. There we go, Jack. Okay, it's not leaning just as much this time. But we get it the whole way up. There we go. There we go. Here we are. There you go. Keep going now. Keep going. Let's see how I can get this. All right. Okay. Keep going, keep going. There you go, Jack. We're running out of bricks. Okay. And there we go. What's happened this time?
It's not leaning.
It's not leaning. And what is the big difference? And something solid. And so it stood up and it didn't fall down. And when Jesus told us that we had to build our life on something solid, he was telling us we had to build our life on him. Now that doesn't mean we get Jesus and lie him down and try and build something on top of him. That's plainly ridiculous. But what it does mean is that we live our life the way Jesus lived his life. Do you remember the verse that we learned? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Oh, that was a shock. So we live our lives like that. We love God with all of our heart. We put God first. We think about God first. We live our life for God. And when we live our life for God, we love our neighbor. We help our neighbor. We do things for them. We make sure they're okay. And Jesus said, whenever we do that, whenever we believe in him enough that we love God first before anybody else, that we trust Jesus enough to love our neighbor and to give them whatever they need, that we're building on something solid, so that even when Jack sits on the stool and it wobbles, it still doesn't fall. You see that? And he's trying hard. He is trying hard. It stays. And if we build our life on Jesus, we will stay forever and ever and ever and ever. And we'll go to be with him forever and ever and ever and ever. You're going to fall in a minute. Never mind the tar. Okay, so I want you to remember that. Do you play Jenga at home? Do you? You've played Jenga before. When you play Jenga, you remember, build your life on something solid. No, we're going to leave it sitting. Build your life on something solid, and that something solid is Jesus. And build your life on Jesus. Okay, you can go and sit down now. Come on, you. Where you going? Let's go and sit down in your seats. Okay, we're going to, our offering is going to be received. No, sorry, whoa, reverse. Our offering's not going to be received. Okay, we'll do it slightly differently. Katie, is it that's going to have her prayer? Yep. And Katie's going to pray, and then we're going to have our offering right at the end. And as our offering is being received, the kids are going to play on the drums. They're going to play Build Your Kingdom Here. Heather's going to play. The words are going to be on the screen. And then we're going to sing that at the very end. So Katie will pray, and then we're going to lift the offering. And as we're lifting the offering, you'll hear Build Your Kingdom Here being played. Listen very carefully to that, because we're going to sing it right at the end of our service. Hope that doesn't mess things up too much. So where's Katie? She's up there. Right, Katie, you lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you for your love and faithfulness in all things. We thank you for your protection and care over our families and each person here today. We thank you for the people who help us each day, our parents and grandparents, our school teachers and Sunday school teachers, Jackie in Bible class, Stuart, our campaigners, leaders and youth leaders. When you created these amazing people, you gave each one of us special friends to help us understand and grow in your word and learn to live in your interesting and beautiful world. Lord, we lift up all those in our congregation who are sick today, those who are awaiting results, and those who are unable to join with us at our Children's Day service. We ask that you would bring healing, comfort, and peace to their bodies and minds, and let them experience the healing power of your love. We pray for those who are sitting exams. Keep their minds alert and their memories sharp. Calm their nerves and help them concentrate on each exam. Help them know that you are walking with them, and that having you as their friend will ease any stress they feel. We ask all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Thank you, Katie. So our offering will be received. Boys, girls, you go take your bongo drums or whatever they are. And Jenga drums, is that? Jemba.